Would you like to accelerate your career and reach your full potential in just minutes a day? Welcome to the LeadX Show with New York Times bestselling author and Inc. 500 entrepreneur, Kevin Cruz.
How can you achieve success by mastering the V-Zone? Hello, everyone. Kevin Cruz here. And in just a minute, we're going to talk about how and why you need to mobilize your boss, your colleagues, your team, and yourself. But first, don't forget to visit leadx.org. You're going to find hundreds of articles from the best business minds from around the world. leadx.org. Our guest today is a former McKinsey partner and global marketing and leadership expert. He's conducted the largest leadership study of chief marketing officers ever done. He speaks and lectures around the world, and his new book is The 12 Powers of a Marketing Leader, How to Succeed by Building Customer and Company Value. Our guest is Thomas Barta. Thomas, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
We're going to talk about the 12 powers of a marketing leader in just a minute. But first, will you share with our listeners a time when you failed, maybe early in your career, and what did you learn from it?
So this would fill more than this podcast if I share all the failures, but I'd say the most remarkable one was I was a brand manager for a product. I was at Kimberly-Clark, and I looked at Kleenex and one of the brands, and I was very, very focused on my work. And what I completely forgot is to think about how important is the work I'm doing for the company, how important is the product, what's the market, is this really where we want to play? And my category ended up being sold. And I saw it coming very, very late, and I moved too slow. And what I learned from this, and then I didn't have the choices I wanted to have for my next role, and what I learned from this is I have to zoom out and think about what my work actually does for the company, and I suggest people do this more often.
I like that phrase, zoom out and get a larger perspective. Thomas, your new book is The 12 Powers of a Marketing Leader. And I want to stress to our listeners, you know, this book is targeted at marketing leaders, but I've read it and it's great advice for any leader. So the first question, Thomas, is you say that a marketing leader's power lies in the V zone. So what is the V zone?
So here is the thing. Many leaders and marketers are clearly part of that group, think a lot about the problems they're tackling for a certain, say, group. Like, so if you're in marketing, you think about customers, right? What do they want? What's important to them? What do they worry about? I think the same can happen in HR, right? You think about certain HR issues. The same can happen in other places. But what we learned is that the most successful people know way more than about their own target group. What they also understand is what's top of mind of my CEO. If my CEO wakes up at night, you know, what are the top three things they're saying are really, really important? And is the stuff I'm working on for my customers, for my target groups, right, is this really aligned with what's really hot in the company? Now, it will never be perfectly aligned, but how much overlap is there? And in the zone of that overlap, we call that the V-zone, that's where your power lies as a leader in the company.
Wow, I like that a lot, Thomas. And it was literally this morning, I received an email from a reader, and she was asking me how she can get in front of her company's clients so that she can improve her own brand, personal branding. And I suggested to her, you know, she told me what she did and what level she was in the company. And I said that her clients are people inside her company, and that she should worry about internal branding to internal clients before worrying about those external clients. So you say your research came back and there's 12 sets of leadership behaviors that determine success. So this is a short format podcast. We can't go into all of them, but one of your domains, the powers fall into this domain called mobilize your boss. So how do we mobilize our boss?
Well, first of all, mobilizing, let me just say why mobilizing your boss is actually so important. Bosses depend on people in their own company to bring up the ideas, right? There are so many examples where big company leaders actually made wrong decisions and the whole company went bust because nobody has really pushed them. So it is so crucial that you mobilize your boss because they are setting the agenda. And how you do this? Well, first of all, I said earlier, you know, we talked about the V-zone. You got to know what's hot, right, in the C-suite. You got to, when you walk in there, what are they thinking about? If there's a cash crisis, right, and you come in with some functional marketing or HR or whatever proposal to do some, like, research, right, it would just not be on their agenda, right? So how can you make that connection? But also, how can you prove how what you're doing is actually contributing to what's important for the company? So in the example of marketing, nobody, I mean, truly nobody in the C-suite will want to hear about millennials, segmentation, programmatic, and all that stuff that we like to talk about. What they want to hear about is, how can we get revenue, right? What about our costs and customers? That's the stuff that we need to explain. And we need to find the language to do this. The same, I'm sure, is true in HR, right? There is always things that matter to a company C-suite, and is what you're talking about, is it clear? But lastly, and there's a third point, you got to work with good people. If you work with good people, external people, internal people, your work becomes better and you get more accepted.
And another one of your domains is mobilize your team. So how do we do that?
So many people in companies, specifically functionally, they grow up as experts. And as an expert, when your job is to know the answer, right? So your tendency is to want to know everything, you know, kind of, you know, have the right say. Now, the times are long gone, right, when you as a leader of a team can have the right answer. You have to have the right question. You have to help the team understand what they need to do. And it's very interesting when you look at teams where the leaders get very involved and try to own the answer and control all the work, right? Those are the teams where everything is late, where everything is hectic, and people are frustrated. The teams where the team is very clear what they need to do, and you as a leader help them ask the right question and perhaps, you know, steer them at times. Those are the teams that innovate, that attract people, and that are also more successful. So the challenge is, as a team leader, can you spend 90% of your time explaining and 10% controlling versus 90% controlling and 10% explaining?
I love that. In fact, I recently heard a great phrase from Jonathan Raymond. He said, as leaders, we need to be more like Yoda and less like Superman.
Yes, you're right. And that's when, you know, and that's when your people dare to ask for forgiveness and not for permission. Because if they ask for permission, you have a queue in front of every office and nothing is happening. If they ask for forgiveness, right, well, you talk about the things when they go wrong. And, you know, that's how you create a highly powered team.
Thomas, before we wrap up, I always like to challenge our listeners to become 1% better every single day. What can you challenge us to try out today?
Yes. Step back, zoom out, and ask yourself, okay, if I had to buy this company, would I buy it? And if I would buy it, what are the top two or three things that I think need to be done most urgently? And when you know, think about your own work and think about, am I contributing? And when you are, that's great. And if you're not, well, think about how you can contribute more to what really matters.
What's the best way for our listeners to find out more about you, your work, and your book?
We've created a website called marketingleader.org, marketingleader.org. There is a self-assessment so you can figure out as a function leader where you stand among the powers. You can also read about this largest study that was ever done into market leadership. And there is way more about the 12 powers of a marketing leader. So it's marketingleader.org.
Friends, you've just been mentored by marketing leadership guru, Thomas Barta. Don't forget, you can get links and notes from this interview over at leadx.org. You can get Thomas's new book from amazon.com or your favorite bookstore. And one more thing, I want you to join the private LeadX ambassador group on Facebook. Why? Well, we give away prizes and books every month. We chat with our authors. We give each other lots of support. We have a lot of fun. So how do you get in? It's easy. Just take 2 minutes to go onto iTunes, search up the LeadX show, and just leave a short, honest review. Let me know when you've done that. I'm at kevin@leadx.org. And we'll send you an invitation link so that you can join the Facebook ambassador group. Until next time, my friends, remember, leadership is about influence, not authority. We are all leaders. What kind of leader will you be?